listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast.
Welcome to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. I'm Joe.
Jay here.
Hey, it's Matt.
Jay, you sound so chipper.
I am. This is my episode, so
you got to
be a little
episode.
bit more excited.
We talk about all his secrets.
Secrets.
We're back to the employee picks. We're doing these around everyone's birthday. So Jay has his pick today. Now, I did mine as a surprise. Like, I tried to have you guys guess. And then, like, fucking Matt, like, off camera, off mic, whatever, was like, oh, I don't know you should really done it like that.
Yeah, he done that. I think it would have been better if we all just watched it, because no one had any clue what the hell
he was
talking
just
about.
Awkward. I didn't know. We really didn't talk about it. So now this has become like a kind of whatever the fuck episode, which works. So, Jay.
Yeah.
You have a movie.
All I
know about it is that, this is your pick, and there's a new thing that we're doing. We don't really know the rules yet. We haven't really talked about the rules. But
yeah, it's kind of a free-for-all right now. It's like the Wild West. We all kind of interpret it a little bit differently. Joe had his interpretation of like, hey, I'm going to pick a movie that I liked, and I'm going to explain it to you guys. I want you guys to guess and make it a little bit more interactive. I did not have that interpretation. My approach was a little bit different. So what I'm bringing to you on this episode today, you know, a little sneak peek on the inside workings of my brain.
Ew.
And how there's really not much up there, Joe. So
that's why it's a quick bite.
Yeah. The way that I interpreted this was pick a movie, right, for your birthday. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to do it a movie that I like. I'm going to do it a movie that came out in my birthday month. And this is how it originated in my brain. I looked up horror movies that came out in April. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to do one even better. I'm going to do one on my birthday for whatever movies came out on my birthday. So I did a little bit deeper dive and I was looking into it. And I was like, okay, I have maybe like 6 or 7 somewhat decent movies that I was going to go with. I'm just like, keep on going into the weeds with this and just getting deeper and deeper. I'm like, all right, I found out a very, very crucial and a pivotal piece of information that really influenced my pick on this was that I share a birthday with the one, the only, Kane Hodder, who is Jason, and I am Jason. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go with a Kane Hodder movie. We share a birthday, and he's a horror icon, horror legend, and the movie that I wanted to do immediately came to mind. It's a fairly new movie. I think it came out 2021 is when this movie came out. You know what?
Joe,
I'm getting from you guys.
I have no idea.
Okay. I was like, I thought maybe you knew. I was like, I have no fucking idea.
I mean, he's in a documentary. Did you watch a documentary about Kane Hodder?
No.
All right.
No. Do you guys want to take any guess? Any clue?
I didn't know that you shared a birthday with him. I was surprised. It's kind of, and it's
either.
Funny that he plays Jason and you are Jason. Yes. No, I don't even really know. It's sad to say, I'm not really sure what he's done outside of Friday the 13th. Cause a lot of those movies are kind of like direct to VOD.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something about an ambulance driver?
No,
it's not Frozen. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
is it a horror movie?
Yeah, we watched it together for the first time, you and I. It was about it was Adam Green's movie where they were stuck on a ski lift.
Oh, no. Wait, it is Frozen.
Is that the actual name of the movie? Were you guys? I thought you were talking about Frozen.
Oh,
Disney Frozen.
I got so fucking confused. I thought it was like the funniest thing. He was like
American Horror film. Yeah, where they're stuck on the ski slope called Frozen.
We saw that.
No, so this movie that I decided to cover with you guys today is called Knife Corp.
It's called what?
Knife Corp. Because when I said that to my brothers, I was like, hey, do you remember seeing Knife Corp? Because I watched it with two of my brothers. Are you saying Night Court? Because the way you're saying it is really odd.
Got a real
Knife Corp. Knife Corp. He's like, okay, you should see a speech therapist because you're trying to say Night Court and you're just not getting it. You're not landing it.
Is it Knife Corps or like Corp?
Knife Core, like Knife
Army Corps.
Knife Corps.
Oh, okay. Corporation.
Yeah. No S.
So not a horror movie? So corporation or like a military group, like a military corps?
Corporation.
Okay, got you.
So Knife Corps, because they do actually call it in the movie, they call it Knife Corps at some point, but more often it's Knife Corp. So that's the movie that I chose because that's the most recent Kane Hodder movie that I saw. And the reason I saw it was mainly because Kane Hodder was in it and I wanted to see if it was any good. And a little backstory of this movie, it's about a group of, like, I don't know if they're like teens. I forget if they were like high school seniors or something like that, but they work for this company, Knife Corp, and they go around door-to-door salesmen selling knives, and they're supposed to sell as many knives as they can, and they win a monetary prize, whoever wins like the competition of selling the most knives. It starts off, it's actually kind of funny. The movie, they have good jokes, and I laughed a decent amount in the first act, and then they send the kid who's like allegedly good at sales to go to like the harder to sell neighborhood, which is Kane Hodder's house. Kane Hodder is like a recluse kind of guy. Kane Hodder doesn't want to be bothered. He's like, get the fuck out of here. Don't bother me anymore. He's like, oh no, well, if I could just sell. Everyone else sells like all their knives. They're just waiting for this guy. And he's like really focusing on this one sale. So that turns into, this is where it turns into like the horror movie aspect of it, where he's kind of in there, and Kane Hodder, obviously he's a huge guy, so he's kind of like physically demanding this, you know, authority from the kid. He's like, get out of my house. How many times do I tell you I'm not buying any knives? I just want to see a demo and all this other crap. And then it goes kind of like, in my opinion, off the rails. They go and they try to like do like a heist movie to like rescue the guy that's in there. But, and he's like terrorizing this guy and terrorizing the teens, but like the teens also broke into his house. So he kind of has like some sort of right to defend himself and his property there. It's a really, really odd movie. And
sounds it.
Yeah. Is it a comedy?
At first, yeah. At first it is. And then it takes this turn and it gets weird. And like, it has like some comedic elements, but it has some horror elements. And I remember after watching this movie, I was talking to my brothers and I was like, if they would have leaned like full comedy, like horror comedy, like Tucker and Dale versus Evil, it would have been phenomenal. I think it would have been a great movie. And it's not horrible. It's just, it didn't live up to what it could have been. And it was kind of confused on what it wanted to be, because it didn't set up from the premise horror movie. Like, yeah, it's a odd movie for sure.
Does he kill any of the kids?
Oh yeah, he kills a lot of them.
How are the kills?
The kills were actually pretty good. One of the kids comes in and they kind of like knock out Kane Hodder, and he's like on the floor laid out, and then he opens his eyes and he just quick knife to the jugular. That kid's done. They have the foreign exchange student kid like locked up in the basement. They go to rescue him. So he takes like a buzzsaw to try to cut the chain. And then Kane Hodder comes in and, you know, says the kid's name, startles him. And he's like, whoa, and like accidentally just like cuts open the foreign exchange student kid. Where it's like, if they would have had those kind of kills where like everything was an accident, everything was like a bad circumstance.
I just wanted to buy some knives.
Like, yeah. And then in the end, he's like, why is this happening to me? But like, they made him into this like kind of like psycho character. Yeah. Well, I mean, that just because it's my pick doesn't mean it's a good movie. Like I said, I've already established why I've picked this movie.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was decent. It just could have been way better. And I feel like with a few minor tweaks, it could have been a really, really good movie. Like the kills, like I said, were pretty cool. If you haven't seen this movie, definitely give it a shot. Like I said, it has potential. It's pretty funny at times. It's got some pretty good kills. It just could have used a little bit more direction. And with a few tweaks, this could have been a really, really great movie. And I honestly think it could have been up there with Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Curious enough that I will check it out just because it sounds like fun. I'm curious about the special effects on the kills. Would you say it was like, you know how in Final Destination, it's like they're really crappy special effects that they show a lot of crazy stuff, but it looks like incredibly fake, where like bodies turn to jello and stuff like that when they get
right.
Yeah. So, or was it like realistic violence?
No, I'd say it was more realistic.
I will not be watching this movie. This doesn't sound good to me yet at all.
It's a short one. It's
I'm
a short
fan
one.
Of VOD.
It's like
yeah.
Hour and a half.
I love Kane Hodder. Don't get me wrong. And I love
you
too,
though?
Jay.
Because you don't even support his movies like Knife Court.
Yeah.
You haven't even seen the episode of Night Court he was in.
But I saw Frozen.
One where he's on trial for killing the kids from Night Court. Knife Court? Shit.
That was still pretty good. Like, yeah.
The Knife Court episode of Night Court.
That's a tongue twister right there.
Yeah, fuck me, man. I'm gonna say that for my warm-up at the start of these things.
Knife Court. Yeah, I no, I you know, it sounds fine. I like Kane Hodder a lot. I do, but I know he makes a lot of those kinds of movies. I haven't really like checked those out. Like I mentioned before, I did actually see his documentary. Have you ever watched that? Oh boy, you should definitely check it out. It's
It's a good
pretty
one.
intense. Yeah, it's good. It talks a lot about like his burn. He had like a stunt gone wrong when he was younger. He was in the hospital for a long time. It's pretty intense. But now I'm gonna have the fucking Night Court like song in my head all night, you know? Boo, doo, 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 doo.
Yeah, that really sounded just like it.
Fuck you, man.
Nailed it, yeah.
Nailed it. Yeah, when I just listened to the Night Court theme song, I just wanted to do just like a little trial on my bass. Be like, can I jam this out right now?
Can
No
you?
tutorial. No,
Can you
it's
try it?
very easy. That's why, like, Joe, when we were recording the new intro, he was like, "Oh, can you play the Halloween?" And I was like, "I don't know it, but let me see." It's
No,
too
we got
late to
other
be
stuff to do.
slapping the
Yeah.
bass at 9:30 p.m.
All right. Well, Jay, thank you for watching this movie and telling us about it. Like a nice
No,
inspiration.
corporate. Yeah, you said
Yeah.
court.
I
He
said it
didn't
right. Nope.
say.
I heard it
No, you
right.
said court. You
No,
say
I said
court.
court. You totally said court. I'm not, I mean,
I said corp with a P. And then I said corporation.
knife
Why would I say
court.
court? This has to stop. This has to end. All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. As always, have a good fucking night.
Good night, everybody. I'll see you next time.
Good night.
Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Also, you can follow us on social media. We have Twitter, and that's at Sexy Vamp Teeth. We also have Instagram at the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast. So if you guys want updates on the show, please follow us on our social media sites and make sure to tune in every Monday night for a new episode. Thanks for listening, guys, and good night.
You've been listening to the Sexy Vampire Teeth Podcast.
All right, so
Yo,
you want to do the
Justin,
closing
what
on
did you
this one,
think
or
of
maybe we'll.
Night Court, Knife Court?
What? I fucking love that show.
Justin
Justin
is
just got
also
here.
here.
Yeah. He just got here. He's like, what's going on?
It's already my favorite episode.